Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 79. This chapter has 13 psukim in it. This parak is primarily about the destruction of Yerushalayim. Asaf said this Tehillim with divine insight like a lament over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Old Meforshim ask, why is this called a mizmor, a song? It really should be considered a kina, a lament. The Medrash Socher Tov answers with the following parable. A king got angry at his son, the prince, and wanted to kill him. Instead of killing the prince, the king banished his son from the palace. He destroyed all the prince's possessions. The king figured to himself, I can always rebuild my son's quarters and replace his possessions. So too, instead of destroying Am Yisrael, Hashem took out his wrath on sticks and stones. That's why this parak opens with Mizmor LaAsaf, Asaf's song, because Hashem poured his anger out on sticks and stones and didn't destroy his children, Am Yisrael. Every single one of us needs to take to heart God's amazing love for every member of the Jewish nation. Now for the parak summary. Asaf opens up with describing what the destruction looks like. Yerushalayim has been turned into heaps of rubble, corpses have become food for animals, blood is flowing in the streets, we've become a disgrace. Asaf now asks God in a rhetorical manner, how long will we suffer? Why do you allow Yisrael to be devoured by our enemies? Asaf then pleads with Hashem, do not hold our sins against us, for Hashem to rescue us and lift us up from degradation. The parak ends with a prayer for Hashem to repay those who harmed his nation. This way, Am Yisrael will truly be able to recognize and serve God with no hindrances. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 1, it says, Mizmor la'asaf Elohim bo'u goyim b'nachlasecha, timu eshecha katshecha, samu esh Yerushalayim le'iyim. A psalm of Asaf. O God, heathens have entered your land, defiled your holy temple, and turned Jerusalem into ruins. The Gemara in Sanhedrin 96b explains, at the moment the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, a heavenly voice came down saying, the sanctuary burning is like grinding flour that was already ground. The Baal Shem Tov explains the deeper meaning over here. The heavenly voice was essentially saying, if not for the panemius, hidden spiritual part of the sanctuary being destroyed, the revealed part of the sanctuary would have never been destroyed. In other words, what the Beis HaMikdash spiritually represented was already destroyed. Therefore, the fact it physically was destroyed was only a manifestation of its spiritual representation. The Baal Shem Tov goes on to explain, the Heichel, sanctuary, represents the heart of a Jew, and Yerushalayim represents Yiras Shamayim, fear of heaven. The heart of every Jew needs to be filled with Yiras Shamayim, fear of heaven. Therefore, in a certain way, if you want to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, you need to internalize your connection with Hashem by bringing God into your innermost chambers, which is your heart. We need to place God on our hearts in all areas of our lives to live with Hashem. Let us merit to have proper faith in God and proper fear of Hashem, which in return will further the rebuilding of Yerushalayim and the ultimate building of the third Beis HaMikdash. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.